I love my country. I love my guns. I love my family. I love the way it is now. And anybody that tries to change it has to come through me. That should be all of our attitudes. Because this is America, and a country boy is good enough for me, son.
Okay, that's Yakadoose and all the boys and girls throwing me for a loop. I'm just, wow. Yeah, baby. Stretching in all directions. I love it. Feast of the Trumpets. Celebration. Anyway, you are listening to KKCR.WORG. It's a community radio station on the island of Kauai. And, hey, yeah, before you go, maybe you can pop that out of there so I can see the online live listeners from all over the planet. Anyway, this is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. I've got some special guests in the studio, and I'm going to do a little business. I just ran in here, and so I'm a little out of breath, so I'm going to hide behind some music, too. First, a little station business, and aloha to our dear friend, Lila, who's in here. Can you say anything? You shy?
All right.
Hi, and my good friend Halim is in today to help. Just listen, make sure I don't get in any trouble. We're going to do a little station ID. It's a live call-in show. If you are thinking it, rest assured a lot more people are. Left, right, up, down, atheist, religious, spiritualist, Gaiist, paganist, call in. Politicist, anti, no vote, totally vote. Who's your candidate? Whatever. It is completely live open airwaves for the next hour and 55 minutes. And I guess you can thank those guns and Yakadoose for having that freedom. I don't know. That's gonna set the tone today. And they left me with that song. I don't know if it's like a subliminal message there. But they also left me with a case of the X-Man's unbelievable honey, too. So I'm really excited about that. We'll be back after this station business, and happy to be here, happy that we have community radio on Kauai after all these years, and open airwaves, 826-7771.
Views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its management, staff, or underwriters.
Kauai Canvas, professional gallery quality giclée canvas printing and digital image capture now available on Kauai. Managing print flow, stretching, and even crating. More information at 212-6971 or online at kauaicanvas.com. Kauai Canvas, stretch your imagination.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
If you are a candidate for political office and would like to speak to Kauai on KKCR, call in to our public affairs talk shows at 826-7771, Tuesdays and Thursdays between 4 and 6 p.m.
And I don't know, I had a weird inspiration. I heard the wonderful group. What was the name of that group, yeah, that was just in here?
Little Joe Grammy and Sons Out.
Little Joe Grammy and
Sons... The Sons Out.
Anyway... So I thought we'd finish with that version of the Talking Heads' favorite, and hear this one. Eric Cannon in the house today, manning the phones, the vibes. Watch out for the flying triangle, though. We'll be back after the song, just settling in. Got almost 2 hours open phone lines. And according to y'all, thank goodness for those things, because we can keep those phone lines open. Anyway, live call-in show. Use it.
Take me to the river. Drop me
just thought it would be fun to hear a double dose of that song from two different versions. Phone lines are open. Got our first phone call. I'm excited to take your calls today. I was driving out of my house, and where I live, I can literally take a left turn or a right turn. There's this gigantic loop type of road, and I end up in the same place, and then I drive on to the studio. And for whatever reason, I always think in life, we make these choices, and I don't mean this politically, but you literally turn left or right, and you end up in the same place, but you have an entire different adventure in life. So wondering what you guys think about that. We're heading into the final stretch of the political season on Kauai and in the U.S. for the next couple of years. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. We've got our first call, and it is a live show, and there is no specific topic. So anything you want to talk about, I would love to hear. Eric's been gone for a while fighting crime across the nation, which is with his jiu-jitsu and his flying triangle. I've been monitoring, but he's back to take the calls. We have Lila and Halim in just as UN observers, I guess. And here's our first phone call. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Going all right. Hey, well, I just kind of wanted to pick up last week where the one fellow was commenting how he, you know, he didn't, wasn't too happy about Apple downloading stuff to his site. And to me, I mean, that's pretty trivial compared to what's going on with, you know, NSA and the way they mine our phone calls, the way they mine our emails, the way they mine our, you know, social media. And, you know, just the fact that currently, you know, due to the Patriot Act, that you can be held in the United States as a terrorist with no, you know, never having be brought to court. You can be taken to jail, put in jail, because they claim you're a terrorist and held there indefinitely. And so, I mean, it's just, to me, it's an utter insanity. I mean, basically in the United States today is what Nazi Germany was. And they have...
But with better music, for sure. But, yes. Better music.
Yeah,
well, that's that thing about turning left or right as I leave my house. And every day we make these choices, and we're, I guess, collectively as a nation choosing the route of security at the cost of our personal freedoms. But like the last election we just had here, the primary, the outcome was a lot different than a lot of people thought. And I said, well, maybe we're not seeing what the collective group is actually wanting. So I'm not into the victim mentality. So I believe somehow we're all participating in this choice. But we are, I agree with you, choosing security over freedom. I just happened to go through the airport today, and I had a couple very interesting experiences. But we're choosing that. So how do you see us turning in a different direction? I pose this on the air, but I'm not calling for this. On one extreme, you have a revolution, and we had a revolution in this country over the tax on the price of tea a while back. And we're so much farther and deeper down a road to a loss of freedoms than that particular situation. And yet, I have a nephew who's probably 22 or 23. He's had his iPhone 5 for 1 year, and he just decided he needs the iPhone 6, and we had a long talk, and he said, I just need it. I'm young. It's hip. And I thought, well, we trade our security for freedom. We trade our money for techno toys and Facebook. We're not the customer. We're the product. A billion people on the planet are using that. We give away our information daily, whether it's a Foodland or Safeway frequent shopper card that tracks all of our purchases, smart meters. Very interesting. How do you see us moving forward in a positive way? Is it going to take a revolution of thought or action, or is it simply our political leaders?
Well, yeah.
How's that for a deep question? Chew on that.
I mean, we got to. It's going to take a revolution. You know, some type of revolution, if it's a consciousness revolution or whatever it might be, but. I mean, you were saying that we choose this. I'm not so sure that we do choose it. I think it's being chosen for us.
Well, wait, let me jump in right there, and then I'll listen, because I don't want to take up your time. But so if we're not choosing it, it's being chosen for us. Are we victims? Do we have no sovereignty? Are we slaves? How is it not our responsibility? Because you've seen in the last 2 years, other countries, they'll do some crazy minor law, and they'll have 500,000 people out in the streets. And I don't know if helicopter parents in this country would want to jeopardize their children in any way for a revolution. So do you really believe we're not choosing it by action or inaction?
Well, I think there's definitely an argument to be made for, you know, inaction. I think, you know, do we as Americans really believe in our freedoms? Do we really want our freedoms? I mean, because our freedoms have systematically been removed. And, you know, as long as we got our boob tube and our, you know, an iPhone and our internet, we're, you know, we're happy to give them away. Just real quick, I wanted to ask you, did you read the article on Edward Snowden in Vanity Fair?
No, I didn't. Is that a good one?
It's a really good one.
I will read it. Okay.
Real quick, the basic gist was basically he was just blown away by the amount of information they were harvesting. And he felt like, okay, there's only one way to do this. I got to get out of the country to protect the people that I love. And then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to tell everybody what's really going on. And instead of, you know, celebrating him as a hero of free speech and a total patriot, we basically have a contract out to kill the guy.
I have a few friends that are all for what he did, and they consider him an absolute traitor who deserves what he gets at the same time. I thought it was an interesting contradiction because they're happy that he got that out, but they also felt like he broke the rules of being a good American. We just heard that song from Yaz Crew from before. So what do you think about that?
How can you celebrate him on the one hand and then want him executed on the other?
Yeah.
I mean, either you believe in a free speech and you believe in our rights for privacy and search warrants and everything else, or you don't. You know, I mean, basically that's what it is. I mean, we've given up our rights to due process. We've given up our rights to search warrants. May or may not be giving up our right to bear arms. And freedom of speech is very constricted because the 1%, and that's what I was talking about a little earlier, is do we really have a choice? Because the 1% controls the media, controls the arms sales, controls the banks, and so, you know.
Do you have any type of spiritual beliefs or backgrounds behind you at all, or are you an atheist or agnostic, somewhere in the middle?
No, I definitely have a spiritual belief.
So I have to wonder sometimes if this is, because I have spiritual beliefs. They're not religious. I don't have any specific religion per se, but I don't like the idea of being a victim, and I do feel that we are choosing this and co-creating, and I don't mean that way. You know, I have some friends who are like, we're all God, and we're all creating this, and I want a new BMW. That's not what I mean. We are co-creating it by participating in it, even if that is just by putting our head down. And
no.
I hate to think of being a victim and it's being done to me. I have to think, I'm complicit in this. I'm taking part in this moment.
Yeah, I mean, it could also be, you know, look at it like a crucible. I mean, will we actually wake up? And, you know, to me, the second coming is a Christ consciousness, you mm-hmm. know, where everybody raises the level of their consciousness to the Christ level, which to me is a spiritual level. It's something that Jesus attained instead of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ. So, and he said, you know, we could all do that. He said, these things that I do, you will do, you know, more and better.
But it's uncomfortable and it's unpleasant and it's creating conflict. I had a dear friend who's gone now, but was here, and he goes, are you still into all that conspiracy stuff? And, you know, I do my radio show, but I'm not into conspiracy. And the root word of that just is probably a bunch of men breathing together, conspire, breathing together. But it's all out there now, and in the age of the internet and Google, et cetera, ignorance is really a choice. There's a lot of BS out there too, but we literally have the information at our fingertips, and so
oh, yeah.
I think it's a choice. Anyway, I got a lot more calls on. I want to give you a minute to wrap it up too, so you can really succinctly make your statement. But do you feel hope? Do you feel fear? Do you, are you resigned to a slow motion train wreck, or is this just business as usual for the human condition?
You know,
I'm always giving you easy questions today, by the way.
always hopeful.
Okay.
You know? And I think there's always that seed, that grain of greatness, of enlightenment, of, you know, whatever you want to call it, God mind. And can we get there? Well, yeah, I think we can, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of hard work. And we really, you know, we really as a race need to, you know, wake up and defend our rights and really believe, you know, and make the United States the freest country in the world once again.
I hope we're moving beyond race. I'm just, gosh, it's 2000, it's 2014 plus everything that came before that we don't even know about. So
I meant the human race.
I know what you meant. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that. Hey, great call. Way to open the show and get things mixed up.
One quick plug. There's a new movie that just came out. It's called The Anatomy of Deception. It's by David Hooper.
The Anatomy
of
Deception. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Documentary. Everybody should check that out.
Check it out. Have you watched Naomi? I think her name's Naomi Klein or Naomi Wolf, but it's called The Shock Doctrine. It's free on the internet now. It's a full length movie. You might want to take a look at that too.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, thanks. Great call. And thanks for getting the show started. Go ahead, caller. Thank you so much for holding. What would you like to talk about?
Hello, Carlos.
Hello.
Malibu
Soft Sand Runner Dave, what's on your mind today?
Well, I sat and listened to you and the gentleman converse in your thoughts and into your intellectual intelligent thought process. But after saying all the thoughts that you guys came up with, where does the substance come in? Or are we just listening to intellectual sounds, but there's no substance behind it?
Can I answer that?
We need to distinguish and try to find, how do we create substance within the creature itself?
Let me jump in.
A mind that has the ability to think and understand what's happening. But you have the lower half from the neck down, which, again, the blueprint has never changed. God and his buddies put it together, the body or the fabric. So, again, by running in the soft sand, you're going to allow both halves to feel what it naturally needs to feel. The educated noise will bring you along the way, but you have to bring yourselves along the way, and that takes real effort. And if you have effort, then your thought counts. Otherwise, we're listening to is just a bunch of educated intellectual noise, but it's just noise, and you need to put effort into both parts of it. You can't just get away with
You gotta let me talk for a second. Okay, first of all, I largely agree with you, but when you're on the radio, it's very hard to do the heart chakra stuff because it's like this. Did you feel that? After the first couple of seconds, it gets a little weird. But did you feel the heart chakra? But here we are, and basically I think the point of the show is to try to get people realizing that a lot of people are having the same thoughts, whatever they are, whatever spiritual, religious, political, sociological bent they are. So, yeah, we're not able to broadcast the heart chakra stuff on the radio yet, but we're working on it. But I love the soft sand idea. What you're saying is get in there in your physical body and feel it and breathe and get the negative ions and exercise and all that. So, thank you. I get you. I feel you. Did you feel me feeling you?
I feel you.
Love you, Malibu Dave.
Guys, have a nice day.
All right. And he does. He puts in miles and miles each day. Our phone lines are open, and I want to say hello to Eric, who's been gone for a while. Is your mic working?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We did actually have a call in the beginning of the show, and I told him I would talk about his topic for him, so I'm going to do that. And,
okay.
He wanted to talk about Kullalau, and he loves Kullalau, and it's a beautiful valley, and for anybody who's ever been there, they would know that. But he wanted to talk about the people that believe that they can live there for free because they believe that everyone should be free to do what they want, and that they can stay in the valley and just kind of live there and slowly pollute the land around them.
Wait, he doesn't. The caller is saying that those people are
shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah. Okay, and there are a group of people up there that feel that it's a divine right that they should be able to.
Exactly, okay. And that anybody should be able to live up in Kalalau Valley. And
well, that is a bombshell topic. I love it. I'm sure we'll get some calls on that, and it's kind of goes hand in hand with a lot of little things I want to talk about today. So, do you feel like humanity, listeners, should be able to live unfettered by society? I was actually thinking about that today. I thought, boy, you can't even really have a car and pull up someplace. And if you don't have a job through decision or just through a twist of fate, and you don't have the money to buy a house, you're already criminal. So actually, not having wealth of any kind at a certain level almost creates a criminality. So that's a great topic. We got the phones lighting up. I'm going to see who Eric sends our way next. But that's a great topic. I got a lot of little things that match up to that today. What's on your mind, caller?
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to bring out 9/11.
Okay. Just past the anniversary. Anniversary?
Well, yeah, we're close to. We just passed the anniversary. Yeah. I lost a family member on Flight 93 United. There was records of it landing in Cincinnati, but the spin was that it crashed in Shanksville. But there was really no evidence there at all of that. I just wanted to bring up 9/11 because there's been a few big propaganda misleadings. You know, now it's the war on terror, which was a false flag 9/11 operation. Before, it was the prohibition of alcohol and the war on crime. After that, it was the demonization or vilifying of the hemp industry, which cannabis is related,
mm-hmm.
And then it was the war on drugs. So now the drug thing is getting opened up, but there's a new war. So, you know, there's a lot of people, groups of people that are 9/11 truth. There's architects and engineers, there's scientists, there's people like me, and I think that's a real key, is to look back at 9/11 and say, hey, we need to all get together and reinvestigate and get all these different groups together. And if people need to come in to, you know, Supreme Court or whatever it may be, we need to all have the courage to look at that and say, hey, this is not right. You can't murder 3,000 people, over 3,000 people in one day like that to have a second Pearl Harbor, to launch more wars in the Mideast. This is, we have to change the way we live and operate here.
Well, if I can jump in just for a second, because you did mention a specific body of work called, let me see, 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth. And without wanting to call anyone to action, I want to say, boy, if you want to look at a very well-educated and different perspective by over 2,000 people, some Nobel laureates, all certified architects and engineers, many PhDs from around the world that basically questioned the Twin Towers, but also World Trade Center 7 free-falling and breaking the laws of physics, molten metal, etc. And that's actually, I referenced this. I don't know if you heard it at the very beginning of the show, because I had a friend ask me if I was still into conspiracy theories. And, you know, it took me back a little bit, but we are so trained by the media to lash out at anyone that questions our status quo or our paradigm. And we're trained from Disney channels and Nickelodeon, and we get older, the sitcoms, and on and on, the media, television, radio, news, movies, music. We're literally trained to get in line with the current paradigm and the status quo. For better or for worse, on one level, it's a solidifying force for society, and it tries to point us in the same direction. But who's pointing us? So, anyone out there, I have my own. I admit it. One and two buildings, one and two, okay, who knows? But World Trade Center 7, I kind of, when I meet people and I feel there's an opening to talk about that, I kind of query them. And there's basically the people that get it, and the people that don't. And World Trade Center 7, free fell. It had all the Oklahoma City bombing stuff. It had, you know, billions of dollars of criminal lawsuit reality stashed away from the Enron case, on and on and on. There's just so much that was in that 7. And at one point, a BBC News broadcaster was live saying that Building 7 had fallen down moments earlier. And behind her, there is certified footage of Building 7 still standing there. So it was a prefab kind of a deal. Vice President Cheney had told the entire Air Force, I believe, to stand down that day. And it happened to be a gigantic drill, as 9/11 in general had drills all over, as Sandy Hook had drills, as Aurora, Colorado had gigantic drills, as 7/7 in London, the subway bombing, massive drills that day. Coincidence? So there's a word called cognitive dissonance, and that is what happens when your reality, the actual reality conflicts with your paradigm and you go unconscious. And we're trained for that. So I appreciate your call. And you're saying, you know, keep your mind and your heart open and keep exploring is what I hear you saying. You've got questions.
And just a short, and thank you very much.
Sorry to blab so much there.
No, that's very wonderful what you just expressed. I appreciate that. And just one last little thing is that, you know, going along with that, you know, we are trained to be unconscious through the mainstream products and practices. So it's the GMO foods, it's the fluoride in the water, it's the mercury dental fillings, it's the flu shots, it's the smart meters, it's the mind control medications, you know, through Project Paperclip after World War II, Nazi scientists developing these drugs for psyops and so on. So if we step back more and more from the mainstream products and practices, we will become more conscious.
Yeah, and that's a problem, because our current paradigm is based on having a pyramidal structure where there's a large class of people supporting a very small class on the top, and maybe that's natural. Maybe it's just the way civilization has to evolve, but you get to a point where everyone starts going, hey, I want to wake up, and I want a slice of that pie. So,
You know, wouldn't it be great if the 1% plutocracy, who I feel is actually some of the sickest, you know, sociopathic and psychopathic people on the planet, wouldn't it be wonderful if they actually embraced this Christ-conscious evolution, this inner transformation, rejuvenation, resurrection, you know, becoming like Kuan Yin, becoming like Jesus, like Buddha, like Mary Mag, and so on, and encouraged others. And that's our human potential. Why, you know, if they were wired for that instead of this other thing, What a civilization we'd be.
I wonder sometimes, though, if, and this is just my own wondering, but maybe the whole point isn't to have this utopia right now at this moment, but the concept of free will, whether you're part of a religion or not, the concept of free will is that we get to choose our actions, and we get to choose our morals and our ethics, and we get to decide if they're absolute ethics or situational. And, you know, that's very interesting because, you know, I walk out of a room sometimes, I'm in a rush, I leave the light on, and it's the tiniest thing. It's a nanoparticle of a decision, and yet I'm going, ugh, I'm leaving that light on, and, you know, I didn't recycle that piece of glass, and, you know, and it builds and builds and builds. You give us a free coupon, and we'll sign away our shopping history at one of the big box stores because we get a shopper card. I've got a bunch of other calls, so I want to give you 30 seconds to wrap it up and say thank you for a beautiful, thoughtful call.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for your good comments, real good insight and facts and everything. I would encourage the 1% plutocracy and the 9% that's kind of riding on their back, the Hollywood stars and the big CEOs and the investors and all that, you know, to look towards becoming...
To wake up.
To wake up to our highest human potential. And there's people that exemplify that, like I mentioned. And,
but here's the deal. It's working for them. Maybe not in a cosmic, infinite sense, but we can't prove that. But in the moment, it's working for them. So rare is the man or woman that will work outside of their immediate interest for the long-term interest of everyone. It's an interesting thing.
It would have to be a fringe group of the 1% that would say, you know what, let's evolve,
yeah,
you know, into our human potential. Let's not continue this violent, evil, pedophile, raping, murderous, torture, destruction of the earth, our life support system. Let's do something different. It would take something like that, I think. I don't know.
Well, thanks, caller. Beautiful call.
Thank you.
All right. 826-7771, and we're going all over the place today. Anything you'd like to talk about, we're here to listen, Eric and I, and today we have some studio guests, Halim and Lila. You want to say hi to your sister or anything, your brother? You're still shy. All right, what's on your mind, caller?
I don't want to be like Jesus Christ or Buddha. I want to be like Eric and Carlos.
In an air-conditioned studio, isolated and able to intellectualize.
Hands up, don't shoot my hands up. Don't shoot, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, you know, everybody should listen to Democracy Now. You know, it's just the most important news program there is. They had Vandana Shiva was talking today, you know, and she was making comments. Her quotes were, development is destruction. And then the only economy is war. And then they had a guy...
Wait, was she supporting that or against it?
No, she was saying that's everything's leading up to.
The mindset, okay.
The only economy is going to be war, right, you know?
Hmm.
And development, you know, basically equals destruction, you know? But they also had a guy from South Africa who was from Durban, South Africa, where there's a big push for oil in the Indian Ocean, and there's a little strip, there's a place in Africa where they call it Cancer Row because of the refineries and all the chemicals and stuff, an incredible amount of ill health and also natural poverty, no lack of jobs for black people. And then another thing, of course, the Ebola outbreak, which is just getting out of hand to the max. And it's like kind of nobody really cares. I mean, it's horrific.
Well, it's just happening on the TV, though. It's not really real. It's just happening on TV someplace far away with the different colored people. So what does it matter?
Well, you know, the thing...
I'm being ironic out there for... Not ironic, I'm being sarcastic. So, of course,
well,
yeah.
Well, one of the things you think about is this propaganda of the GMOs. Oh, they want to feed the world, all the starving people in Africa and stuff, and they don't care about black people in Africa, I don't think, you know? But, you know... I mean, I don't know, those hippies or whatever, those people that choose to live out in Kala are pretty tough. I mean, the only pollution they make probably is some garbage, some trash. It's not chemical pollution. It's not nuclear waste, you know. I mean, in a big way, I admire people that can do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, in our history on Kauai, without naming specific areas, there have been movements like that in the past in the 70s, and they ended up poisoning themselves through human fecal matter, and that was the final nail in the coffin. So we end up being our own worst enemy. I got 30 seconds left because I have a couple more calls, but I'm turning it back to you.
Maybe cheaper rent would help people, you know, just to live basically and live in Honolulu or someplace like that.
I've said it on the show. What do you think about if there was a program for that element of people who just didn't feel like they wanted to participate, where they got a quarter acre?
They participate. They have a state of consciousness.
No, let me finish, though.
This isn't what I want to talk about. I'll let you call.
Oh, then take it away. I'll give you a minute, and then we'll go.
Okay, the city council, the debate they had over in Poipu, right?
Yeah.
It was like, it was shocking to hear like Mel Raposo, Ross Kagawa, and Chief Perry all say at their last 2 minutes, all the people that they wanted to be on the city council. Like the good old boy club, all the guys they wanted. And I feel Joanne Yakamura's jaw just dropped because she wasn't on the list, right?
Mm.
And it made me think that, you know, why aren't Gary Huser and Tim Bynum and Joanne, why can't they stand up to the plate and endorse Dustin Barca for mayor and go, hey, look, this is a huge opportunity for change. We're desperate for it. you know, we're going to back them all the way because they're playing a political game because they want to play both
sides
of the fence.
Well, I think at some point you, and I'm not saying this about any of these people, but at some point I believe in politics you stop being a representative of the people through the best intentions because you know in your heart you're going to do great stuff, so you start making a little bit of compromises. There's the situational ethics reality. You got to get your funding. You got to compromise on something to get something else through, and the next thing you know, you're a career politician. But we're out of time. Feel free to call back. Yeah.
One last little thought, okay?
Sure.
That guy, Billy Costa, he's a piece of work. I mean, he's a funny guy. You know, I bet he has a lot of friends. But when he's honest, you know, when someone asked him, in the format, we have 1 minute to answer this question.
Crazy.
It's just
stupid,
right?
Yeah.
It's grade school stuff. Why can't they sit there for 4 or 5 hours and talk, right?
Old school.
You know, and they go, what do you think, we should legalize marijuana for recreational use? And he says, no, we shouldn't. And it's okay to have his own opinion. But then he goes, and this is really stupid if you ask me. I thought it was just stupid of him to say this. He goes, well, look, if you come down to Poipu, you can put some sunscreen on your body and enjoy and have fun at Poipu without doing drugs or smoking pot. And I'm going, well, you know, I mean, I could say, you know, my 90-year-old father, who's a PhD he's a graduate from Princeton. All he's done all his life is help people, and he smokes marijuana. And Billy Costa is going to tell him if he comes to Kauai, you know, he can't smoke marijuana because Billy says so. And so don't be silly, Billy.
Okay.
You know, it's
thanks,
just
caller.
Stupid.
Thank you very much for your thoughts. 826-7771. We got more calls. Anything you want to talk about, because we're here to listen, not to speak. I heard a great comment the other day that gave me pause, and it said, beware of those who want to save the world because they usually want to end up ruling it. And I had to look at myself in the mirror and go, whoa. Anyway, here we are. What's on your mind, caller?
I'm Charlie Brown.
Hey, Charlie Brown.
I want to talk more about, I mean, I have this the technological thing that will keep us from... let us have our resource pie without digging up the resources, because we'll have abundant energy just by recovering it from the air.
That's the theory that you've talked about before of disparity between, what was it, the diodes?
Well,
diode arrays.
Anyway,
I can't remember. What was it? Really quick, just in a nutshell.
Back to...
For the layperson.
It's about the technology. It's the ability to re-diversify heat, let's say.
Okay. To be more efficient, basically. Yeah.
Well, so efficient that you don't need to burn fuel to bring more heat into the situation. You just take air and make some of the air colder and extract the energy in either heat somewhere else or electricity, which turns into heat most of the time somewhere else.
I find it very interesting, when Nikola Tesla died, the U.S. government was there the very day and spent the day going through all his files and took everything he had ever written or owned. And Thomas Edison, a lot of Thomas Edison's inventions actually are attributed to Nikola Tesla. But he was trying to get free energy out there for the people, and that was not something that made the status quo happy at that time. He died a pauper, and he was probably one of the most... I think actually Einstein said that Tesla was a far more intelligent man than him, not in those words, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why the government thought that it had the right to...
For the good of the people, and that's where we're at everywhere today. For the good of the people, we're going to take away your freedom, and we're going to give you security. For the good of the people, we're going to take away your right to choose labeling of food, right to decide who is spraying what in your neighborhood, etc. It's for the good of the people, but who are the people? I don't know. We forgot. Anyway, thank you so much, Charlie. We've got more calls on the air. Go ahead, caller. You're on the airwaves. What's on your mind? 826-7771.
You know, I feel sorry for Felicia because she's such a nice girl. It's hard for her to stand up. She's like Little Red Riding Hood with a bunch of wolves ready to devour her.
You know, I wish he'd use stronger language like, you know, these GMO chemicals cause cancer. And by the way, do you know 150 people are suing these chemical corporations for health problems on the West Side? Probably a lot of people don't know that. You know, I think Dustin Barker should use stronger language, like instead of we need to preserve the environment for the iron, I should just declare this is an ecological disaster. All for like 400 jobs. We're going to ruin this land over here. It's going to be take a 50-year cleanup, and it's going to be a genetic cancer, leukemia for decades to come. You know, even though it's hard, you know, I mean, I like Felicia and Dustin so much. I'm going to vote for them with all my heart. And I just hope every person can get out there and vote. It just, hello?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
I mean, it just makes me sad that this opportunity, these beautiful people, Felicia and Dustin, have stepped up to the plate. You know, and they're up against a pack of wolves, you know, and they're trying their best, you know, but what it's going to take is people to get out there and vote. And that's basically all I can say, except that get a little pissed off. You know, even though these formats, they don't offer you any time.
I think that's awkward. I think it's by design. They only allow one minute, and it's crazy. You can't develop a thought. But we're trained with commercials not to be able to hold thoughts very long anymore.
Well, you're right. It is by design. They do it on purpose that way, just so you know, so people can't talk and communicate and have a discussion and a back and forth. You know, and it's just terrible how the wheels work, you know. But like I say, you know, I can't emphasize more than, well, one of the things on Democracy Now.
I got more people wanting to call.
They started to bomb Syria today,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was in the news. It replaced the headlines of 500,000 people march in New York City against global warming. It was like just a little blip on the radar, you know, and it's just like when you hear that stuff, you hear it on Democracy Now. And anyways, thanks for the program. Bye-bye.
Naomi Klein or Naomi Wolf's Shock Doctrine. It will explain a lot. We've got another call. We're getting you right now, but I thought it was interesting. 3 years ago, we had Coney 2012. I believe Eric was with me in the studio. We were talking a lot about it, and it turned out to be just a complete bait and switch. We were trying to get Africon into Africa. There's rare earths happening. We had Boko Haram happen, trying to get us into Africa. Then we had, I believe it was Syria, was Assad using chemical weapons 2 years ago, which turned out to be very questionable. We were trying to get back in that. We're trying to get in there. And now we have Ebola. We just sent 3,000 troops to Africa, too. But if you look behind the scenes, we've got rare earth minerals down there, unbelievable wealth in Africa. And, boy, the U.S. just wants to get down there and bring some good old democracy right away. I'm curious, do we need to pull it back and stay at home, or should we expand and be the police person of America? We've got more calls, a few more minutes. I've got time for one more call. Then I've got a special request to play a beautiful piece of spoken word, and then we'll continue for the second hour taking your calls. Go ahead, caller, and thank you so much for holding.
Oh, how you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind? Yeah.
But change his whole mood, man.
Change it up.
Let's change his whole mood, bro. Let's be happy today, you know?
I'm happy.
Okay. No, but, you know, we all know what reality is giving us. We all know what we get shoveled down our throat. So, but to change it up, let's try and think positive.
I love it.
Because.
What's your trick, personally?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you right now. The thing is we all lost that thing of just smelling a flower. Just a simple little thing like that. We're racing all over the freaking place. And that's just how our system is. We knew when we came here what you guys were getting into. And that was this. And it's all... You know, what is funny is how you think we're going to stop all this from happening? That's how our government wants it to go. So it's going to go that way. We can fight them. We're going to fight them till we die. We all know that. But in the meantime, how are we supposed to enjoy ourselves if we're going to get all caught up in all these?
We're pretty lucky here.
Oh, we're so lucky, bro. Yeah. I only came. I look only 2-3 minutes on the news, bro. I look, oh, my God. Sick to my stomach. Literally, because I look at my wahine, I think of my daughter, and I think about how the world going, how guys acting. But, like, load up my guns. I just thinking about where I can get bullets. I'm not thinking about nothing else but making food and getting bullets. That's how us locals think. Guys who hunt, but I'm going to tell you right now, you better hoard up on your bullets and your knives. I don't care how lovely you is and how beautiful we want to be and pray, meditate, transcend, whatever, mana, prana, all this stuff, Hawaiian or wherever from these other guys, energy works and all this. When it comes down to it, you better have one gun in your house with you. Literally. You're going to have to defend what you get, because get idiots around already.
Well, you got a lot of
so
people.
It's coming right home to us.
Got a lot of people spend a lot of time learning how to make money, but they don't know how to hunt, fish, farm, grow food.
Oh, get a lot of people looking around here who want to take advantage of other people. That's what we're talking about.
Well, now you tricked me. You started saying we got to smell the flowers, and then you say we got to hoard the bullets.
Smell
the
flowers,
but both, at the
same time.
Yeah.
You're going to smell that flower. But if things get hectic, you better be ready.
Well,
about going out and making trouble. I'm talking about being ready.
Well, I think the other thing that you're maybe implying, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is you got to know who your family is and who the community that you have supported during the good times. You can't just come and squeeze the good stuff off the top. You got to have pulled that net or grown the food or coached soccer or done whatever. I'm not talking anything in specific, but you got to know your family and they got to know you. So I don't think you're that wrong, but you tricked me with the positive stuff at the beginning, which I agree with on both sides.
This is all positive because defending.
It's real is what
defending
it is.
Defending what you have and what you love is not with talking to somebody, because get people out there who don't listen to words. They only listen to the other stuff. So I say love everybody and be nice. Yeah, go church and do all that. But like it says, you better be ready to make a choice, and you're going to have to defend it with your life if it comes onto it.
I think it's a lot closer than a lot of us think, too.
I just saying, because a lot of us, we get in, you know, it'll happen real quickly if a barge doesn't come or something happens. So, you know, I like to be positive and I want to help people. But at the same time, you have people that you love next to you. And I know I speak for many locals. When it comes down to your family, because you better be ready. They're forcing us people to get aggressive, and it's moving in that direction. I try to be humble and nice, but
oh no, you're talking about just what we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Hard.
I mean, it is. We're being squeezed and pushed and shaped and molded in ways that most of us don't want to go, but we go unconscious instead of learning that skill. Or whether we're the guys or the girls that have the bullets or have the skills on farming or how to heal, or just we're out of touch. Most of us are unconscious, and I hear what you're saying. And I also want to say, I think that you are hitting the nail on the head. A lot of people that are a little bit closer to the ground, and I don't mean that in a financial or wealth way. I just mean grounded, the local way, whatever that is, wherever it is, they know how to plant and fish and hunt and farm. I had the blessing to be here for Aniki, and I saw how crazy that got just with nothing. Everybody was kind of okay. Only 4 people died, I think. So you're right on the money, and thank you. And it is. It's on one end, you got to talk and be happy, stay positive, but you also, there's that old saying, trust in God, but tie up your horse. And that's, yeah. So thank you, caller.
You got to make one horse drink water. Okay, have a nice day. Aloha.
Hey, wow, powerful call, and that's what we're here for. Let me see. I can offer this gentleman or woman here, gentlewoman, the option. If you want to put him on, Eric, are you with me?
Is this me?
I can either give you 1 minute right now, or if you wait a few minutes, I can give you as much time as you need.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
I'll wait a minute.
Okay, then we'll have...
W?
Yeah, we'll. You've got your radio on, too.
Okay.
Either that or your brain is so big it's echoing. I hope it's the second one, because that's cool. We need good brain.
So you want
hearts.
Me to wait a minute, right?
Yeah, hold on, because I'm going to play something right here, if we can get it set up.
Okay.
And we will be back at the top of the hour. Let me see if I can do this.
Is it my radio or my big brain?
I think it's your big brain. Caller, it's called Potting You Down. I hope I can do this. Let me see. Source Pacifica, this is one of our listeners had a special request for us to play this today, and I'm going to try to play it off my iPhone, and the station manager just walked in, so he's actually maybe going to help me. That's the Pacifica dial. Thank you so much.
Interface.
It's in my face.
I accidentally just lost that last call, okay. So if she called back, that would be great.
Okay. Let's see if we can hit play. Here we go.
We become what we contain.
This is
every single thing we see
started
in our brain.
In cue, and we'll be back.
And
after
our thoughts
this.
Are like the rain. And our moods are like the sun's rays feeding our faith until our roots begin to take. And our sprouts begin to shape. And the tree of life escapes, branching out in love or hate to destroy or to create. I have never written a piece about peace. From the conflicts in the Middle East, I've watched the violence re-repeat, but who am I to comment on your grief? When I haven't known the depths of your experience or your beliefs, it's easy when I say to turn the cheek, because all I have to do is speak, and talk is cheap. It's harder when you've had to watch your back while walking down the streets, and once you've been attacked, you'd see a threat in everyone you meet. You break a sweat and your ears can hear your hearts beat, beat. No matter what side you're on, the history is deep, and yet we pray to different gods to get the very same relief. So at the risk of coming off like I'm trying to preach, I thought that I should offer my perspective at the very least. Everywhere's a temple. Everywhere's a church. Everywhere's a mosque. Just show me where it hurts. Everywhere is sacred. So anywhere can work. Because when aliens arrive, we'll be human beings first. We are human beings first. Beyond the boundaries in the dirt. So how we treat each other should be how we measure our worth. And finding peace is not an external search. Forgiveness is a choice. And it's both for those who've gotten hurt and those that did the dirt. I'm holding on to chains and complaining how my hands are locked. Open up my palms and watch the weight I used to carry drop. All the hatred has to stop. Our universe is infinite and we're a tiny dot. Imagine space through the perspective of an astronaut. We're chasing after God. Just be still and you'll discover He is in your heart. Every person you encounter is a work of art. You want to change the world, change yourself, and it will start. Make a shift, and everything around you takes part or gets taken apart. Mother Nature can be ugly, and Father Time is endless. My enemy is a mirror if I'm willing to be fearless. I could be holding the gun that's pointing at myself. I could be dropping the bomb that's landing on my house. And I'm not saying don't protect yourself. Protect yourself, but know that revenge is against yourself. Identity is just a temporary shell. My unconscious mind perpetuates my hell beyond the circumstances themselves. And I don't claim to understand the circumstances themselves, but what I know is once we're here, we have to play the hands that we've been dealt. It doesn't help me blaming someone else or feeling sorry for myself or using God as an excuse to kill at will because He's on my side, like God would choose a side against another side when He is every side. I don't argue from a point. Karma is a circle, right? If it wasn't self-defense, then it was my internal fight. As above, so below. Holding space is the most important way for giving other people room to grow. Watch what I assume to know. Take it in, but don't take it on, or I'll respond by taking people personal. Tell my truth and let it go. By letting go of truth, I never know how someone else's truth can then affect my soul. Because once the conflict is started, we forget the goal. Hate is handed down through generations and it takes its toll. Every nation, every community has a consciousness, and every individual plays their role. We either memorize the lines or we break the mold. We're either in a stage or on a stage. So we should question every single thing we're told. If we took all...
Well, wow, very interesting. NQ just decided that was the end of his thing. It's so so beautiful. Okay, well, you're out of time, but why don't you tell us why that moved you, because you brought it in, and I was so happy to play it. I think we had about a minute left. If you want to, if, not you should, but if you want to check that out, the artist's name, Halim?
I-N-Q.
I-N-Q. I-N-Q. And where did you find him?
He's a spoken word poet. He's out of L.A. He gave me permission to play it on the airwaves. And just thought it was really relevant to the times.
Boy, it was perfect for today, actually. Yeah, stepping aside from politics and kind of a little bit more into the blanket that surrounds everything. So thank you. So when did you first hear this? And are there more?
Yeah, he actually he performs quite often. He's got quite a few recorded pieces. If you just YouTube IN-Q, he'll come up, and he's got, I don't know, 10 or 15 different 3 to 5 minute pieces. They're all really good.
Now, I think before the show you were telling me he was actually performing in front of a prison on this piece?
Yeah, this piece in particular is performing in front of a group of prisoners. And he kind of brings it full circle, but somehow he got cut off for the end of it. So,
well,
maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Boy, it's something with the iPhone. I'm sorry, but what a great thing. And the audio is clear. I'd love to do it again. I'd love to find some more pieces if you'd like to come back and share some.
I like this one because I remember when you first came back, you kind of were talking about holding space. And he was, and that's one of his lines, the best way to grow is to hold space.
I love it. I don't know if it was this piece, you played another piece, and you said most of us are spending the time while someone's talking to us, not listening, but thinking about what we're going to say. And that was pretty powerful.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, well, Halim, thank you. I know you got to bounce out of here. And I'm sorry, I don't know what happened to your iPhone, but maybe we can just burn it on a disc next time. I'll play it again. I think it's a real poignant piece.
Yeah, we'll try it. Maybe I'll find a shorter one.
Okay. No, the length is no problem. It's just something to do with the phone. So thank you so much. And Lila, thank you for coming in. You look good wearing headphones, and maybe you're going to be a DJ one of these days or talk show host.
Lila, you got any words of departure?
Bye.
There you go.
That's it.
Lila out.
All right. Thank you, my friends. I'm going to do a little station business at the top of the hour. You are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. And we say that at the top of every hour because we are a community radio station. We are not beholden to advertisers, and we do have to make sure we represent and integrate everyone on this whole island and all of our listeners very fairly. If you have an idea for a talk show topic, you can either text in to Eric and I at 808-635-9382. You can call that number and just leave a voicemail and say you've got an idea for a show. I tried last time actually doing texts on live on the air. It can get a little crazy, but anyway, I think it might be the future. I'm going to play a few station underwriters, and we will be back.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K284AL, Haleiwa.
Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, and Hanalei, serving Kauai since 1978, providing personalized real estate sales and rental services. Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, also supports KKCR and the Kauai Independent Food Bank. More information at balihigh.com or by calling 826-7244.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply. In Kapa'a, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
The Copper Man. Copper, stainless steel, and galvanized aluminum. We specialize in ornamental and custom work and fabricate and install any kind sheet metal work, residential and commercial. Serving Kauai for over 30 years. We're still talking. HarryConti.com. That's HarryConti.com or 639-3456.
If you'd like to learn more about the 2014 political candidates, please visit the KKCR.org audio archives page. There you will find links to political forums recorded live in July and early August. Kauai Community Radio, keeping you informed. Visit KKCR.org.
Thank you so much for your patience, and thank you, caller. It sounds like it's the same person before because the radio's still on. You're going to get in trouble.
Hi, Handsome W.
Okay, got that radio turned off. Did you figure out if it was your brain or the radio?
The radio.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm making, for people who want to find enlightenment, I'm making hats out of tinfoil, and I'm selling them. So if you know of anyone who might want to be enlightened...
You know what?
I have
so many friends, both here and abroad, that constantly make jokes about me wearing a tinfoil hat because I talk about this stuff. And, you know, less and less I even push theories and opinions. I just talk about it. I can direct people to scientific links by university studies, everything. But people do not want to look. And we really are trained. I don't care what your perspective is. There's a group of people trying to train other people that if you think outside of that, whether it's religious or political, left, right, specific brands of religion, you know, if you think outside of their box, then you're bad. Or worse, you're crazy. So what's on your mind today? I've got a couple other calls already lining up, and I want to give you some time. So what do you want to talk about?
Okay, thank you very much. And first of all, I want to say the people who called before me, I'm so proud of everybody who's calling. They're very bright. Okay, our mayor said that part of the GMO problem is if we don't do what we're supposed to do, we could end up in court. Okay, so what would be the worst thing if we ended up in court, and why is it such a bad thing? If our county... If we're broke, what do we have to lose? Let the GMO companies take us to court.
Well, and that's the game. I mean, you're saying we could step sideways into a new game, but the game we have right now, and I believe I asked former mayor and current councilwoman Joanne Yukimura, was there a point where a lawsuit could be so frightening that a county or a city or a state or a country... For instance, the free trade agreement or NAFTA, GAF, GATT, or even here, a TPP across the whole Pacific Rim, we could actually lose. But you're right. What happens if we lose? You know, somebody's saying, who do we owe all this money to? Venus? We're talking about the Fed and the U.S. debt. So it's very interesting. Would the county just print more bonds? I don't know. But,
well, I did call our mayor's office today, and a nice lady, I think her name is June. I can't remember, Kathy or June. Mm-hmm. She said that they get back to me on an answer with that. They haven't yet. But when I called them about the bus service and the skateboard park, people running those things do call me back, and they have good answers about what's taking so long. I still don't get what's taking so long, but they do have answers. But if we have nothing, we have nothing to lose. And now they're making some really amazing 4 GMO commercials on television. I don't know if you've seen them, but one girl from the university, she says, and they show all these local people happy in their big, big gardens, and they're going to feed all the community and everything. And, I mean, it's such... I know it's not true, but some people are really, I know people are falling for it. But I don't want to take up any more time. I just thank you so much, Carlos, for being on the show. And yes, let's all get our heads together and support Dustin and Felicia.
Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, just so interesting, Erica. You know, what happens? I don't know.
I seen a good photo the other day that said, explain to future generations it was good for the economy when they can't farm the land, breathe the air, or drink the water.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. You know, we lost that lawsuit, but, you know, or we didn't sue, but we have nothing to stand on anymore, or swim in or drink. And, you know, most of the smart animals don't poop and pee where they eat and sleep. That's just common sense, I think, on survival 101 Darwinism of species. Who knows if you believe that. Caller, what is on your mind? Anything. It's open game. What's on your mind?
Right on. Thanks for the great show. And I think the whole, oh, they're going to sue us thing is a cop-out. I think, really, if they want to play the sue game, we should be suing them. You know, I think they're trying to be like, oh, let's sue them so they don't think to sue us. I mean, it's such a weird sue thing.
Hold on 1 second. If you could, can I maybe put your phone a little farther back? I'm getting some feedback here. Oh. You might not be hearing it.
And okay, is that better?
That's way better. And then you can start over and take a breath and take all the time you need, up to 2 or 3 minutes.
Right. Okay. Well, I called in because today I saw that they were having something that in Virginia, they're saying Monsanto's offering to pay this town that they ruined. They totally chemical orange, whatever that orange stuff's called. What's that called? DDT orange something?
Agent Orange.
Right. So they like messed up their town. They want to pay them $93 million. And when I read that, I just think in my mind, oh, they're just going to go print paper. They're going to cut down trees and use ink and print paper and pay this city, who knows what their people are sick from if they ruin their city from chemicals, right? So, but they just want to give them $93 million and be like, here, we ruined your city. Let's go on to the next one. And so me, I'm thinking about Kauai, and I'm like, what? Someday they're going to want to give us money. What are they going to do with the money? And so then I'm just immediately thinking, okay, remediate the soil. And I know there's been some idea of hemp, and then also the people who grow cannabis, they, oh, we don't want hemp because it'll cost. And so I don't know the science behind that exactly, but I've heard that conversation. And the other day, she lives on the west side, and for a long time, and she told me her idea, she thinks, is to make tilapia, like fish ponds, and grow fish ponds there, and then have mushrooms. You know, mushrooms can do a lot of remediation for the environment, not just the soil. Now we're talking about the soil, the air, the water, right? We need to remediate and cleanse the people, everything, right? So I just thought that was a cool idea. I just wanted to call in and share it. And then my idea with that is that these companies who've been contaminating the land over there and who have jobs for people, if those people want to keep working, I think these same companies, the Monsantos, the Syngentas, they should pay for remediation. So they should be paying those same people. They can keep jobs. And then those people, if they want, they can do that science and earth work of...
You know, I'm sure it's all over the country and probably all. Actually, I had a friend who just told me in Santa Cruz, California, if you want to open a restaurant, you have to go out and find up to 100 people, depending on the size of your project, and you actually have to replace their toilet with a low flow toilet. You have to go out into the community, find people who do not have low flow toilets. And you replace them, and that's part of the price you pay as a developer to get your project. And here in Kauai, I know in the past we've had low-income housing be placed upon developers as part of the protocol to get their development project through. Hey, you create this much low-income housing. And I'm just curious with these big seed companies and chem and ag companies, and I'm not saying this is the only way, but if nothing else, shouldn't we be saying, hey, you are required to have X amount of your land in organic, sustainable, local-based farming, because we're being told they're food producers, but there's no food being produced here. So I think we just lost that caller. I'm sorry. Feel free to call back. But, you know, interesting ideas. Yeah, I'd love to see that if we had people, you know, engaging in whatever they're doing. Why not have X amount of set aside for organic, sustainable, locally produced food that we can actually eat here on this island, especially in the event of a future situation such as a dock strike, that mundane or as radical as a hurricane or any number of civil unrest issues or just, you know, planetary weather stuff. Anyway, we've got another 45 minutes. I want to get Eric's views on things too. So, Eric, feel free to jump in. He just sits, he answers the phone.
I just got to say, you know, I don't think people really know the value of food and water until they don't have it.
It's very zen and very deep.
Yeah. I had a seizure about 10 or 11 days ago, and I pretty much woke up from a day and a half of being unconscious, kind of, and your first thoughts are getting some water in your body. And
so you were actually on your own for a day and a half?
Yeah.
Wow. Before anyone found you.
It was actually, we were trying to find the exact cause for it, because there's a lot of different things that were happening around the time that my seizures ever happened, and... you know, I bought that new Xbox One, and all my friends got this new game, and I bought it with them, and it was like when I woke up from my seizures, it was like the Xbox One case was like all spread around my house, so it was kind of obvious that I just started playing that. And it happens when I go to sleep.
So you don't even remember the precursors?
No, kind of like erases my memories, and I had bites on my tongue and the side of my mouth. It really sucks.
When Pokemon came out and different anime movies and games, there were a lot of people that were actually just from the flashing strobe lights would syncopate with the brain and pull it right out of its normal.
Yeah, I think it's the amount of pixels that are in the new age graphics that are just overloading my brain. But
what a trip!
As I was saying, you know, when you wake up and you haven't had food or water for a day and a half, yeah, you really know the value of it.
We got a bunch more phone calls, 45 minutes left. What's on your mind, caller?
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it is. Well, that's a deep, deep Zen question. Is this a trick or a trap? Yes, I would say yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Okay, I just want to say, I think people talk too much. I think that if you're listening to someone and you're thinking about what you're going to say while they're talking, then they're probably talking too much and boring you. Hmm. And I think a lot of problems in the world could be solved by people not going on and on and boring everyone. I mean, I think maybe even mothers might even bore their kids into playing video games so much. But anyways, I just wanted to say that.
Are we talking too much here?
No, I'm not accusing you of that. But
that's okay if you are.
Some of the callers I am.
You know what's interesting? Every now and then I'll let there be radio silence just to make an interesting point. And
I love that.
It tweaks people.
Yeah. Silence, that moment of silence. I love that.
I was trying to send out that heartbeam, but I'm pretty. I'm at like kindergarten level on that, but we're getting there. But so your point is, listen more, talk less, and just be. Sum it up.
Be more interesting when you talk.
Be more interesting. Oh, just give us a tiny challenge
keep
there.
Keep it short. And that being said, I will sign off. Aloha.
Aloha. Well, she did keep it short. She actually practiced what she preached. Every now and then you see one of these speeches and someone gets up there and you're like, oh my gosh, okay. And then they wrap it up in like 2 minutes and you're just going, wow, that was incredible. Thank you. Go ahead, caller. What's on your mind?
Hi, Charlie Brown.
Hey, Charlie.
I did. You said that you already studied some of the thermodynamics and basically agreed with me, so could you...
Charlie, you are going to confuse people here because my mind could fit 20 of my minds inside of yours. So, no, you came on the show a couple times, and we actually challenged Kauai engineers and scientists, and I kind of got the overview of the basics, but, you know, beyond looking at the picture of the first and second, third laws of thermodynamics, etc., I'm not a scientist, so I just give space, or if I'm doing my job right, I hold space and get out of the way. So, no, I can't talk about that stuff, you silly guy.
Maybe I could go for the payoff, the toys that you could have, the computers that don't need batteries and don't heat your lap and don't have to be plugged in, so we can go to Ka'olau, and then we'll have to decide whether people can live there or not. Have that a separate decision.
Well, Charlie, I'm going to jump what I think
so
to the heart.
I'll leave if you want me to.
No, I want to jump to the heart of the decision. I do have a bunch of calls lined up. It's been busy today, but the heart of this matter is whether it's Hutchinson devices or Tesla or free energy devices or magnetic. I've even watched whole multi-level marketing groups come and go in Kauai in the last almost 30 years where they're selling generators and stuff, but nothing ever gets tangibly made. We see YouTube videos. We hear demonstrations. There's talk. But a lot of us are like, that government's hiding and the big oil is getting rid of the gasless cars. Why can't anyone in the day and age of Kickstarter and Indiegogo and venture capitalist funding and angels, why isn't anyone getting any of these devices out into the hands of the people if they're real?
Okay, in my case, I don't know exactly. It's kind of a combination of, well, for one thing, this is said to be too good to be true for the general people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the angels think, but I don't have too much time to ruminate, so I'll let you get to the rest of your calls.
Well, let's after political season, let's have you in here and try to keep it kind of short and sweet, maybe a half hour or so, but let people know, and maybe we get some engineers and scientists from Kauai and farther to call in, and you guys can have a good discussion, because I am I'm an overview guy, but I'm not a physicist or a mathematician, and I wish I was. What a great thing to be able to do that in your head. But anyway,
okay, let's round up some people.
I like it, Charlie Brown.
Thank you.
Thank goodness for the backyard inventors, too, because that's it's just so important. It's almost owned by universities now and everybody else, but thank goodness for the kick-starting companies, too. We've got time for a bunch more calls, 40 minutes, and I don't know. Eric, do you have somebody loaded up for me?
Just someone complaining about callers.
Okay, someone's complaining. Well, let them on. Let them complain on the air, as long as they use good words. Go ahead.
You know, I mean, who of us is not an idiot, you know? I mean, we're idiots because we don't know what's causing your seizures. You know, that's an important thing, and it's a mystery that I hope you can resolve.
Okay, thank you. You got switched to live stuff. Let me see. I think we played our top of the hour already, but we've been all over the place today, and that's what's great. It is political season, so if you have a candidate that you like or that you don't like or somebody you'd like to see leave or maybe a new paradigm coming in, I'd love to hear why. And I'd also like to say hello to Tokyo, Miami, Florida, San Diego, Kilauea, Lihue, Australia, Tucson, Arizona, Oxford, a bunch of people in Tokyo, Durango, Colorado, and a whole bunch more. What are you guys doing out there? We do have a toll-free number, by the way, if you're on the mainland and you want to jump into the conversation, 866-275-1112. And for those of you who don't know, and you probably should already, but you can stream us live anywhere that you can get free and unfettered internet at www.kkcr.org. And we can handle, I think, up to 200 online people, maybe even more now as technology has grown. So once again, streaming www.kkcr.org. Toll-free number anywhere out of Kauai, 866-275-1112. And you can also text, and let me see if we've got any texts on my phone here. Not today. But you can text the phone during the show at 635-9382. I can't promise. I'm getting better at being able to juggle that. But anyway, we've got 40 minutes left, and we'll keep taking phone calls. And coming up afterwards, I believe, we have Jazz with John. Go ahead, caller. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wondering if maybe you guys could cover the Carvalho playing the fifth and what his legal status as mayor would be after that.
Well, I don't have a legal background, and so I would maybe like to throw that out to the listeners here. I believe you're talking, maybe you can just clarify so I don't even have to guess what you're referring to, and then we can see if we have any Akamai listeners that could call in.
Wasn't the fuel situation, the fuel investigation?
When he was actually, was it the electric car charging or the fuel? It's been a while, but I kind of know what you're talking about, but it's been a while, and I don't have it at my fingertips, but maybe we have some Akamai listeners. So your question would be, I believe that was, some people thought that was illegal, either for his position or in general. It would nullify or invalidate him, but I don't know if we had any legal scholars actually address that specifically, but he's still there, so I have to assume that somebody decided it was okay.
Okay, cool. I'll just wait and see what happens.
Okay. If you're a listener out there and you have thoughts on Mayor Carvalho's pleading the fifth regarding the fuel situation a while back, and I do not have that information at my fingertips, so I don't even want to pretend that I do, please call in. We had a listener that is curious about that, and was it Bono, I guess? That's a word that can kind of encompass all angles about that. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. It's a busy day today. I'm trying to keep calls around 2 minutes, but if nobody is in the queue, I can go longer.
Okay, thanks. Aloha.
Hi.
Just me, short and sweet. I wouldn't vote for the current mayor for anything. This man, when he speaks, he's so angry, and he's spitting, and he's pounding his hands, and he's shaking his fist, and he's got his agenda all memorized in his head, so he sounds like he knows what he's talking about and his vision, and it's got to be done, and he's slamming his hands, and it's just he's just obnoxious. And then when you hear Dustin Barker, you go, ah, he is calm, and he's centered, and he speaks the truth, and he's got integrity, and I mean, he's so perfect, and God bless him and his Ohana for standing up to the plate and putting his life on the line and, you know, taking all this negativity that, you know, comes your way when you run. And then, you know, I so hope that, you know, this works out. And also, you know, these guys that are lining up in the council for this big old boy network, it just makes me sick. I really hope that people will wake up. I just, you know, I don't know where this consciousness comes from.
Now, let me ask you, if you were a space traveler from another planet or galaxy or another dimension, and you just came from outside with no background and no context, but you looked at the results of this last election, and you looked at the candidates that got the highest amount of votes, the candidates that didn't even make the final 14, and how it was divided up, what conclusions would you draw if you did not have an emotional context from this island?
Well, I would conclude that the majority of the people are a bunch of buffoons.
So let's dissect that a little bit. Do you think they're willfully ignorant? Do you think they're naive, or do you think they're asleep or in denial?
I think they're, like Iolani says, they're sheeple.
Sheeple. And what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
They're led and they're herded like a sheep. Sheep are herded. And they just do whoever is nipping at their heels. They go in that direction, and people just want to be on, quotes, the winning team, and without using their own brain to dissect. You know,
does that make you? And if you don't mind, you could just tell me to jump in a lake at any moment, or jump in the ocean, or off a pier. That's better on Kauai. Do you feel anger at that? Do you feel sad? Do you feel that they have a responsibility, or have they been trained Pavlovianly? I don't know if that's a word, but what, like, I hear anger, but how do you take that apart?
I just think that the average, you know, let's just use the term American. The average American person is anesthetized with, you know, fast everything.
For people who might not know that word, they're drugged to
sleep.
They're
numbed. Yeah, they're numbed.
Okay.
They're drugged. God knows what they're what's in the, you know, in the radio frequency waves. People are bombarded constantly with screens everywhere you go. People are addicted to these screens, and these screens are constantly mind-setting people.
And so trained. So
yeah, yeah.
How would you feel that spell could be broken, or that behavior could be ceased or changed from within the paradigm that we're in right now?
I think that, you know, usually what wakes people up is something really shocking. That's
so,
what happened
so pain.
To me.
Okay.
Pain, like your friend just had this seizure. You know, this thing that happened to him really woke him up. That's what has woken me up. You know, it's brought me to this other level. And I find myself sinking back into this mindset where I believe everything they think, you know, and I follow that depressive path. And it's like, oh, my God, what am I doing? You know, and
there's a lot of comfort and security in being unconscious, though. For some people, you know, it
yes.
hurts to wake up.
Yes, that's
yeah.
very true. And I figure in my life, is if I can help to wake people up, I do. I do it on the job. I do it in my relationships. I'm not a real popular person at times. But, you know, the truth has got to come out.
I've got one last question, and if we can keep it within about a minute. I have a lot of opinions. I'm really working on trying less and less to bring them onto the show just to listen. So I encourage people to ask me in private my opinions. But here's an opinion that I have heard from people concerning this mayoral race. How do you deal or reconcile with the fact that the candidate, Dustin Barca, does not have experience in politics? That's some people see that as a plus, but some people see that as a minus.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, most people don't have experience. I think the current mayor did not have experience in politics, And I know for a fact that Dustin has world experience. He comes from true aloha, not this action with aloha. I mean, talk about selling aloha. This Carvalho is trying to sell aloha, and people are buying it, and it just pukes me. But as far as I'm losing my track here.
Well, I think you just spoke right from the heart there, and that probably just completed the thought. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paula.
Thanks for taking me. Aloha.
Aloha. We've got a half an hour more, and I want to remind people, especially like concerning any candidate, concerning our current mayor or the incumbent or the other candidate that actually made it through, Mr. Dustin Barca. If you're a Mayor Carvalho fan, call in. You will be listened to with heartfelt sincerity, and you'll be able to speak your piece too. I'm not here to be a commercial for any candidate, so anyone you want to talk about, feel free to call in. So don't feel like you're going to get trapped or embarrassed or pinned on any of the candidates. And we only have about a month left, and I encourage you to get out there and share your thoughts, regardless of what they are. You just don't use the 7 deadly radio words, and please no slander or libel, because then we don't get to do what we do here anymore. But just know you'll never be embarrassed, and you'll always be respected. We've got half an hour left. We've probably got time for 10 more calls. I think Eric's got us loaded up. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. I'm wondering or hoping that people have read the book KTV Blue. It spells out a lot of the corruption that's occurring and has occurred for many years on Kauai. I think it's actually in the introduction or the first chapter. It's about the our county council, the primary, the person who came in first, Mel Raposo. He was demoted or taken out of his position in the police department because of sexual harassment. And here we have him as the running in the top number.
Now, I just want to be clear. I would assume that there was no legal consequences of that, or he would not be here. But was that proven in a court of law, or was it inferred, or was it implied in the book? If you're making a statement like that, I'd like to make sure, you know, either it's an inference or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just so
yes.
We can be really clear, we can own it.
Well, I don't know if it went into a court of law, but he had to leave the position he was in. He was offered a demotion, or I guess a lateral position, but not the same position he was in. And it's been written up several different places, and one of them is KPD Blue.
Now, I'd like to ask you a question, and we'll go to your next statement or question. Do you feel there is a limit of time if someone does commit an act that it proves to be outside of what's acceptable to society, and they're tried or convicted? Is that person forever to wear that? Do they get to rehabilitate him or herself, et cetera? So does it matter? Is it that way forever? So what's your thoughts on that?
I think if somebody very consciously and intentionally reaches out for help and is honest about the mistakes they've made, then I think that makes them someone that you might feel okay about voting for, but I don't get the feeling from him that he is like that, that he is showing accountability for his actions.
I want to say thank you, first of all, because I a lot of times on the show, I will say I can never argue with feelings, and I never want to. I can never debate them. They're a feeling, and you just said you have a feeling, and I appreciate you being conscious that it's a feeling. And then there's science and facts, and there's a bunch of different ways we can approach stuff. So thank you for clarifying that. And you did have another statement I felt you were about to make.
There's another. So he's the top runner. There's another candidate who got into the 14. Who's also being investigated for witnessing sexual harassment and not reporting it. And then we have somebody who's works for the seed companies, which, you know, that's an option. It's not like that's any sort of requirement that they can't work for the seed companies.
at the same time, well, I'll say something else about Carvalho. I had lunch with him probably five, six months ago to talk to him about what I'm seeing as a healthcare provider on the West Side, and that I think we're really having a state of emergency.
So you specifically are actually a healthcare worker?
Yeah, I'm a primary care provider. And I am not representing the organization I work for, Ho'ola Lahui Hawaii. I'm representing myself as an individual and also as a healthcare provider. I have to make that disclaimer.
Thank you.
But I don't know if I should have said emergency or urgency, but I'm going to give you an example of what I've seen in the last two. Well, first of all, I had lunch with Mayor Carvalho, and I told him all about what I'm seeing. And I felt like he was really listening to me. And every time I see him now, he says, "Well, we got to talk stories." But he hasn't gotten back to me and said, "Well, this is what we're going to do," or "These are the studies that we're going to do," or nothing. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm seeing. On very hot days, like we've had in the last couple weeks, many of my patients, and I am sure other doctors see this, but they don't necessarily ask, are you selling chemicals? Do you live close to one of the agrochemical industries? I'm asking questions about exposure. And what I'm seeing is people coming in dizzy, nauseated, vomiting, stuffiness, fatigue, and this is children all the way up to older people, and they're smelling chemicals at the same time. And I'm seeing one after the other, after the other, after the other. So I called a couple scientists, one of them, Lauren Pang, who has come to testify for non-GMO many times, and also another researcher in the Midwest. And I asked them, why would it be on hot days that I'm seeing these symptoms why on hot days? And what they felt what they have discovered, I shouldn't even say feel, is that when an area like the West Side is so saturated in pesticides, the warm ground, when it gets heated up like that, acts like a steam bath, and it's called volatilization, where that steam from the pesticides in the ground comes up, and then people are re-exposed to it by breathing it or getting it through their skin. So it's like a second exposure. And one of the chemicals that was found in the five different air samples that was found every time in Waimea Canyon Middle School, chlorpyrifos, I just recently read that when it's hot, it has more of an effect. And I'm seeing that. I can tell my husband on a weekend, on a hot weekend, tomorrow this is what I'm going to see. And I've been seeing this pattern for about 4 years now, but have become more aware of it because of a pattern that, you know, it's like, wow, again, this is happening. And I really feel like it's a state of urgency, and that we have to have the people in office who are going to quickly address this, because we are poisoning an entire side of the island, and they happen to be brown, and they happen to be poor, and therefore very difficult for them to just move out or close their windows, be gone for, you know, long periods of time. They can't go stay in a hotel, or it's just not realistic for mm-hmm. them to, you know, get out of the way or however you would say it. But so that's what I.
Well, that's a lot. And once again, you're a primary care practitioner.
Yeah.
Would I be correct in assuming you're an MD or something
I'm
similar?
I'm a nurse practitioner.
An MP. Okay. That's a lot of education.
Yeah. And my training is in family practice. So I'm a primary care provider in Waimea. And
okay.
I really feel very strongly, and I can't prove it because, first of all, pesticide tests are not covered by insurance, and they're close to $800, $900. I can't prove it, but I'm seeing patterns that are unusual. And why I say unusual, too, is that they come in with all these symptoms, but when I examine them, I can't find anything. They're feeling sick to their stomach. They've been vomiting. They have a sore throat, but I don't see a red throat. I don't hear a gurgling or a distended abdomen. I'm not hearing necessarily, although I have had quite a few new cases of asthma in adults recently during these hot days, but many of them
say they're having a hard time breathing, but I don't hear anything in their lungs. So it's a very strange presentation that I'm not used to, and, you know, a decade or two ago.
For our listeners, could you, because NP is, it's like right under an MD, and it's a lot of education. Maybe just really quick, because I have a bunch of other calls, but can you explain what a nurse practitioner actually is?
Well, a nurse practitioner goes to school for about 7 years, and first we have a bachelor's degree in nursing, and then we get a master's degree, and then we get certified in whatever area that we want to. I got family practice and women's health, so it's an intensive 7 years. And the difference, I'd say the main difference between a family practice doctor and a nurse practitioner is that doctors are trained more in procedures, and our training is more heavily on relationship building and patient education, and that's where we differ the most, I would say.
And are you able to work with antibiotics?
Yes, I can prescribe everything that doctors prescribe.
Yeah, so I'd actually love to talk about getting you on the show if it could work within the constraints of your relationship with the entity that you work with.
Well, I don't need to get their permission. I just need to make that disclaimer that
you're
I'm
on your own, representing yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, what a wealth of information. If you're interested, and maybe you've already been in here, but I'd love to have you on so we could actually have callers call you and speak.
Yeah, I'd love to. I was on probably 2 years ago, and but I've learned more, and I've researched a whole lot on my free time, but I'd love to. So.
Now, have you taken my number down, or you can get my number through the station, and I'd love to help you get on the air and share your thoughts with Kauai and then interact with them.
Okay, what I can do is I can just text you my contact information.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you.
Aloha. 826-7771. We've got about 20 minutes left, and thank you so much to this caller who's been so patient. What's on your mind, caller?
Oh, well, a bunch of things, especially after that last call.
Yeah.
But one was about the mayor and Gasgate or whatever they labeled the situation. There was diesel fuel, actually, that he is not wanting to say where it's gone. And I believe it was, you know, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, these guys jumping on for nothing at all. But it was like $50,000 diesel disappeared in 1 month. And he won't fess up to where it went or what it was used for, and he took the Fifth Amendment at that point. That was one thing I wanted to ask Dustin Barca, actually. Would there ever be a situation where he thought it was appropriate to take the Fifth Amendment because he didn't want the public to know what he had done?
Well, that's a good one to ask, and if he's listening or someone in his campaign, feel free to call in.
If there was the debate going, we could ask Dustin first, and then it would be like, oh, and Bernard, you've already made your decision whether you take the Fifth Amendment, not disclose to the people what your real actions were. You're hiding something from the people that you're not willing to expose. And I've seen the letters as well. They've gone back and forth from the county attorney to, I know Michael Sheehan was doing part of the pursuit of him, and then there was those other two elderly, wonderful gentlemen that were working on, I forgot their names as well. But I did see some of the letters that came back and forth between the county attorney and Michael Sheehan, anyway. And the county attorney was saying, well, gee, we don't think it applies in this situation. And they were going back and forth saying, hey, look at the law. In her words, you check it out exactly what it says. What in there is confusing? Took the Fifth Amendment, it says if you take the Fifth, then you're not eligible for the job. You are eligible to take the Fifth Amendment and not disclose what you've done, but that renders you unfit for the job.
I'm surprised that conversations like that just fade away and the public forgets and the next sensational thing happens. And hopefully, well, it was answered in the perspective of our county of Kauai because he still is presiding as mayor. So,
yeah, I don't know what the next step is or whether what happened, you know, legally in there, but I know there were like four or five letters written back and forth, and the final letter was just the county attorney thinks it doesn't apply here.
Yeah.
And it wasn't any more specific than that, or it didn't say what law made it inspecific and that he got out on this loophole or whatever loophole it was there. But it just seemed like things were just dropped because the county attorney thought that it was not applicable in this situation. But though he didn't give any reasoning why, we should say, oh, okay, well, then we should forget it because he thought that it was not applicable because he didn't state any laws. Anyway,
yeah.
That's one thought going on.
Okay. Well, there's nobody in the queue, so what else? We've got about 15 minutes left. So if somebody comes along and calls in, I'll say you've got a minute or two. Somebody just called up. So you got a minute or two to wrap up your thoughts, and we'll keep it moving. And feel free to call back.
Okay. One thing was you were talking about conspiracies and how you don't like to think of it as being a conspiracy or, you know, that we are being conspired against. But then we discussed Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks tape coming out there. Now, those situations that he exposed were decisions that were being made behind the back of the people. And when it was exposed, the government was very upset. To me, that would kind of qualify as a conspiracy, wouldn't you think?
Well, a conspiracy that turned out to actually be a reality. All the conspiracy really means, you might have misheard me. Let me just clarify. I was saying things that I talk about, I do a lot of research. I honestly probably read on a slow day 200 or 300 articles, and I really try to get a broad base of information. So what I was saying is, what conspiracy, all conspiracy is a group of people breathing together away from others, you know. So, but we've been trained to be afraid of anything that might be called conspiracy, and it's done through comedy. It's done through, like, Comedy Central, Jon Stewart, The Daily Show. They'll laugh at crazy tinfoil hat-wearing people, or it's been done in dramas where there's the crazy conspiracy guy. Like 2012, I can't remember the name of the guy who used to be on Cheers, but he was the crazy wacko in his camper that knew the volcano was going to blow, and then it did. So was he a conspiracy theorist? So, no, I'm not disagreeing with you. There are conspiracies out there. Some are misdirection. Some fade away, and others turn out to be true. So
I think really the word has become a buzzword. To conspire is, like you were saying, to get together with some people of like mind and think of what you would want to do, you know, especially politically like that. But now when you say conspiracy, it's like, oh, you know.
We've been trained to literally recoil. And if we have a friend who's a conspiracy theorist, they're like, you know, Carlos, you know, and I've kind of learned I've got to up the game, too. And if I talk about stuff or those of us who do research and exploration of news, I'm not into finding the negative stuff. And I'm not fascinated by conspiracies. I just, because I have the talk show, I like to say, huh, isn't it interesting? We tried to get into Africa in 2012 via Kony 2012, and 2013 we've got, you know, we're looking at bombing Syria, and Putin kind of stepped in, and then we had ISIS, and then ISIL, and then we have Ebola last week. We sent 3,000 troops in, and I want to connect the dots, and but I'm not walking around in fear. I'm pretty happy. I think a lot of us just we're trained to look away because it's unpleasant and uncomfortable.
Oh, absolutely, and through the whole media and everything, like the word marijuana these days as well. That's another, you know, butt kicker. When you hear it, everybody, ooh, it's got that weird Mexican underworld connotation to it, you know, where cannabis, you know, or herb or ganja or something doesn't have that connotation. But even while we're getting into selling it legally in America, it's still referred to as marijuana. And most people have a knee-jerk reaction to it that, oh, that's that evil drug.
Well, I've got a couple more calls, but isn't it funny that in Colorado and Washington it's legal, and that you can be in a state right next door and be put away for the rest of your life? And we're seeing all these articles about fires have been happening because people aren't. But okay, great. So the fires caused by making hash or something have gone up 10%. So maybe that's 50 fires from zero, a 10% rise. But we don't talk about drunk driving, pharmaceutical deaths, tobacco, emphysema, COPD. So we have to look at everything in context, you know, because you can go, oh, my gosh. Well, meanwhile, the deaths and death by violent crime dropped something like 60% in Colorado in the year immediately after their legalization. So if we look at something out of context, we go, wow. But then if you go, wait a minute, and we're trained not to do that. So anyway, I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Fun stuff today. 826-7771. John came in with his wheelbarrow full of vinyl. It's all digital, but he's got an amazing computer set up and some amazing tasty jazz. So tune in if you like. I'm not supposed to call to action. If you like, he's on after 6. I caught myself. Anyway, 826-7771. Time for maybe two more calls. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Did anybody ever tell you you talk too much, Carlos?
Everybody, all the time.
I think that lady, you know, I mean, you know, but I'm just jiving you. But, you know, the mayor appoints the attorney. Yeah, that's where the attorney has unwielding power. He's the guy that brushed aside the amend the bill where everybody put all those 3,000 signatures twice.
Okay, but the mayor appoints the attorney.
It all came back to the attorney.
But the mayor appoints the attorney, but the people appoint the mayor. So we've got to remember.
That's part of the mayoral product, what that other one was talking about, how, you know, the mayor, you know, and the nurse, he'll act over lunch, oh, I'm really concerned, but when it comes down to doing anything about the health issues, he's gonna brush it off because he's working, his biggest supporters are the seed companies, you know, and he doesn't, you know, it's funny that he's brown, he's a local, and all these poor brown people on the west side are getting bivouacked by and getting health issues by these pesticides. And it's just a sad irony, you know, of a local mayor hurting local people when he tries to make it sound like he's going to be helping local people. And like I said, he got off. He legally isn't off that veto according to the law, but it just goes to show what unwielding power the city attorney has to just brush it off and let's forget about it. And I don't know how they can get away with it, but they do because politics is...
Well, I can tell you, then I'm going to take the next call. They get away, not the mayor, but anybody, we get away with it because we allow it. And the moment we think we are not responsible and there's the evil dark forces, we're stepping aside from our sovereignty and our responsibilities. So
I agree with you. That's why, you know, the people that voted for Mayor Carvalho, even though the lady had to say it, and no offense, it's not about IQ, but people have been pasteurized here on Kauai. They're not progressive thinkers, you know. They're lulled into thinking, well, and a lot of it has to do with let's vote for our cousins, uncles, cousins.
But, you know, it's that way everywhere across the world.
Everywhere.
Yeah, until we step out of situational ethics. Hey, I want to take some more calls, so 30 seconds.
More of the same equals destruction. It equals, it's going to have a terrible ending. If people want more of the same, we need to change. Anyways, thank you, Carl.
Thank you, caller. All right, I get uncomfortable when the show leans completely in one direction for someone, and I want to make it very clear. My job here is not to help or push or hinder anyone from any office, and if you are not hearing your views expressed or your candidate supported, it's your responsibility to call in here and tell another side the issue. So let's remember that it's KKCR. We do not censor our calls at all. They are whoever calls, it's first come, first serve airwaves. And I just want to make sure you guys know, you people know that we want to keep it that way. 826-7771. I think I've got time for this call that's in the queue and one more, and then we're out of here till next week. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. I called previously. Just a quickie
sure.
Here. I just wanted to mention that as far as I understand through a lot of research since 9/11 when my brother-in-law left, that the political system is basically a one-party system split into two, Republican and Democratic, and that there is a shadow government that they take orders from, and that's the corporate military international bankers, and that... there's a huge, huge spike in people taking medications right on the heels of 9/11, and that these drugs kill 250,000 people every year in America. And if people want to really understand what these medications are about, there's a couple of really good videos. One is the marketing of madness, and the other one is making a killing. And there's two other really important videos about this overall depopulation plan through all these different ways of sickening people in wars and creating diseases and so on. One video is Agenda 21 and the other is Georgia Guidestone.
And interestingly enough, somebody just went in and slipped the last stone in on the Georgia Guidestones, and you might want to check that out. But it says 2014, so we'll leave it at that. I've got to sign off because we're just about out of time.
Okay,
and
thank you,
caller. We'll take it up next Tuesday. If you're on the phone right now blinking, I see you. I'm going to do a tiny bit of station business, and I'll get you. You're our last call. So if you're not on the phone right now, please save it for next Tuesday, and let's get started earlier. Because if you're thinking it, somebody else is too, and maybe they're too shy. This is an announcement from the State of Hawaii Department of Education sent out today. Kilauea School will be conducting an annual school evacuation drill on Thursday, September 25th, 2014, at 8:30 in the morning. That's Kilauea School, 8:30 in the morning. This year, we will be evacuating to the Kilauea Neighborhood Center. We alternate the practice evacuation site each year so that in a real emergency, we have familiar evacuation sites in various directions. Kilauea teachers and staff, as well as the Kauai Police Department, will assist the students in this drill by providing supervision and traffic control along the route. The route will be to exit the school campus using the back entrance gate and will be walking along the road to the back field of the neighborhood center. Please remember to provide your child with the following items if they attend Kilauea Elementary School on Thursday. Drinking water, a bottle of drinking water, sunscreen, walking shoes, hat and visor if needed. In the event of weather concerns or heavy rain, this evacuation will be postponed. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact me. I would assume this is Sherry Gonzalez, principal, at 828-1212. Thank you for your cooperation and assistance regarding this school safety drill. So Thursday, 8:30 in the morning, if your child attends Kilauea School, make sure they got all the equipment, sunscreen, hat, visor, good walkable shoes, and a bottle of water. It's going to be a little bit of a walk. But also I might add, if you're a person, a construction person, parent, family member, someone who lives in that neighborhood on Thursday morning, you want to go extra slow. That's Thursday, 8:30 a.m. Kilauea School. That's put out by the State Department of Education. I'm going to take our last call, then we're going to play the County Council report, which is put together at no charge by our volunteer, John. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, wonderful. Great show today, Carlos. Thank you.
You're welcome. We've got about 2 minutes because we're just about at the end of the show, but you got a solid 2 minutes. I'm going to get totally out of your way.
Thank you so much. I heard a comment on the political forum the other night from Kaloa made by Joanne Ukamura saying where she was blanching at the simplicity and clarity of some of the candidates and was saying these are very complex issues, blah-de-blah. And in my awareness, when our perspective, our priorities are well set and our perspective is aligned with the vital reality, things have become very simple. If we're uncertain of how to align our energies, they become very complex. Mr. Barca is aligned with vital priorities, and he has a very simple task of protecting our vital resources here on our little fragile ecosystem. I would like to encourage his simple clarity rather than the complexity that allows the fiascos to continue. Thank you for that. And the other thing is seeing the articles about marijuana in the Garden Island and seeing how twisted and slanted, and it's like putting forward attitudes from the 60s that are totally reactionary. Cannabis is going to be well recognized soon as one of the most powerful and effective therapeutic agents known to man, and I'm waiting for the MDs and everyone else to wake up to that truth.
Well, we have about a minute left, but there have been remarkable studies that's helped with Parkinson's, MS, cancer. They're all out there, too, on the web from accredited universities and MDs and studies, but there does seem to be this fear by maybe the pharmaceutical status quo that's going to cut into profit. But guess who owns the patent for cannabis as a medical drug. The U.S. government. You can look that up. So that you have people saying in the government it's not a drug, it's not a medical drug, and then they own the patent for it. So, hey, I'll give you 30 seconds to wrap it up, and then I got to go.
I'm just heartened by all the simple beings aligning with our true vitality and begging the government to come on board. Our precious vital resources have been compromised almost everywhere we turn around. You know, we could go into the fraud of banking as well. Great program last night indicating how the banks actually steal 95% of the resources they hand out are fictional. It's actually the biggest Ponzi scheme that was ever perpetuated, and how it's enabled to continue is completely beyond belief. For 5%, they can loan 20 times their holdings as if they have that money.
Yeah, they're actually given that right. Hey, we're out of time, but let's start next Tuesday's show with that.
Keep shining, Carlos.
All right, aloha. Callers, thank you so much. I hate to cut it short, but we got to share the airwaves with everybody. For those of you who say I talk too much, there's one cure for that. You call in again and again and again, and then I never have to talk, because my ultimate dream is I just go, hey, it's KKCR, what's on your mind? I'm going to leave you with the County Council report. It's an honor to be here. I'll be back next Tuesday. Coming up next, Jazz with John, and let's make sure we got everything going. We do. This is the County Council Report. Enjoy it, and enjoy the jazz. Coming up next, it's an honor to sit in the seat. Aloha.
Aloha. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's a County Council Report for the week of September 22nd. There will be a regular council meeting Wednesday at 9 a.m. in the council chambers in Lihue. Here's some highlights from the agenda. Council member Raposo transmits for council consideration a resolution urging that a cooperative effort be made by the state of Hawaii, Hawaii State Department of Education, and community residents in preventing a situation that allows school personnel to deny meals to students with a zero balance or deficit meal account. This is resolution number 2014-44. The county attorney requests authorization to spend additional funds up to $136,000 for special counsel in 5 civil cases. Under committee reports, the Planning Committee has approved Bill number 2540, amending the county code relating to non-conforming use certificates for single-family vacation rentals, and this is also under bills for the second reading. They have also approved, as amended, Bill number 2461, Draft 1, amending the county code relating to the comprehensive zoning ordinance. This is on amendments to the shoreline setback ordinance. This bill is also under bills for the second reading. For the Committee of the Whole, Council Chair Fafaro and Council Member Yugamura request the State Department of Health and the State Department of Agriculture present